The 100-year-old Dozier School for Boys in the Panhandle closed in 2011 after decades of torture and abuse allegations made by former inmates. University of South Florida researchers have been working to identify dozens of remains found in unmarked graves on the site, and they've just released their final report. WUSF's Mark Schreiner has the story.
USF lead anthropologist Dr. Aaron Kimmerly says a total of 7 positive DNA matches and 14 presumptive identifications have been made since their work began in 2012. 2 of the DNA matches are new to the public, Grady Huff, who died in 1935, and Lloyd Dutton, who died in 1918, the oldest set of remains identified so far. Both were identified using DNA from relatives and remains of the caskets and clothes they were buried in. Researchers were also able to create facial reconstructions from the skulls of 2 other unidentified sets of remains. While the field work is complete, Kimmerly and her team will keep working with law enforcement to identify more remains. She plans to present her findings to the Florida Cabinet Thursday and will ask lawmakers to create a plan to rebury the unidentified boys. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.